Good evening, Indianapolis. It's 6:37 p.m., plus or minus, because clocks are all influenced by space, time, and whatnot. Yep, it's Indianapolis, and it's a beautiful evening. You look outside, and the sky is blue, and you've got virtually no clouds to be seen when you look to the east. I have no doubt the same is to be said when you look to the west. Well, maybe that's not true. Maybe there is no west. Since I can't see the west, I can't prove that it exists, and therefore I have to put it to a kind of quasi-category of pseudo-existence. Like, maybe it's there. Probably. If the little people that draw reality that I believe in can finish drawing it fast enough for me to run over there. But I'm not running anywhere. Not right now. I had a little drink of water just there. So, agua fria aside, this isn't really a whimsical topic. This is the topic of honesty in relationships. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I cannot stake a claim as ever having been 100% perfectly honest with anybody. I don't know how anyone could ever do that. I think that it's impossible to believe that every little defect we find in others could be discussed openly without the repercussions being madness. So this idea that society would be better if we all went around being 100% like honest about everything, I mean, I don't know, maybe, maybe not. But the truth is, it probably wouldn't be, because that means a whole bunch of messy shit that frankly doesn't have a group solution ends up getting thrown into the public square. So I'm not an advocate for what I would call the 100% open or 100%, you know, no lie society, either by government or individuals. I don't want that. I think that privacy is important. I think it's important to allow people the sphere of privacy to be able to make choices, to have free will. I think that if you took away people's privacy, if you took away their ability to hold on to a lie or a truth, to be deceptive, in some sense, you're denying their own free will. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of that belief system. I think people have a right to keep secrets. And sometimes the secrets can hurt, and that's too bad, but that's the way it is. I think governments have a right to attempt to keep secrets. I think everyone has a right to attempt to discover them. I don't think the discovery of a secret should be against the law. I know that people don't understand what I just said, but it really is quite simple. It is the government's job to keep these secrets. It's not the citizen's job. And if it fails to do so, I don't really see the value in it acting in a tyrannical way, assuming that really it wants to play by the rules. But of course, you know, we live in the world we live in today, don't we? Anyways, the issue of truthfulness isn't just about society generally. It's more specific than that. I mean, I've been contemplating this whole issue of whether or not I want to start dating again, and I had a date recently, and it didn't really go that well. I mean, I'm not surprised in a way. When you consider the way that these things work, it's not that surprising, but it didn't go that great. And the thing that occurred to me is that what people really want more than anything else, and this is men and women both, this is not an attack on women, that would be bullshit. You know, that would be more of this misogynistic bullshit, you know, woman-hating bullshit. You know, I think it can be, I think, you know, romance is frustrating, but I think it's frustrating for everybody. So even if sometimes I get pissed off at the other sex, I'm not stupid. I know that it's essentially a frustrating affair for everyone involved. But I think people these days, men and women both, want to be lied to probably more than ever, and if not more than ever, certainly it seems crazy to me. I don't know if it's to be lied to or to be deceived, but what they want you to tell them is that you're living some type of strange, glamorous lifestyle that can only be gleaned from a commercial or from a television show. But if you tell them the truth, if you give them the nitty-gritty, you discover it isn't really glamorous, that maybe they're clamoring for dollars too and doing about as well, and that in all likelihood, most of the people you meet are treading water economically, so their lives aren't really glamorous in any sense that could ever be considered real. That's the truth. The truth is, if we think of this statistically, the people you're most likely to meet on a day-to-day basis are not the rich, glamorous people. They're the ordinary, everyday people. And ordinary, everyday people these days are scrimping and scraping to survive so that they don't become homeless people. So I don't know. You know, if I think about all of the variables and I consider all of the possibilities, I don't really see romance as being realistic, as something that's going to happen to me anytime soon. I'm not against it. I mean, I think I would tell friends of mine I'm not against romance. It just doesn't seem very likely. You know, it was not very likely when I was a kid. And hell, at least back then I had youth in my favor. In my 20s, at least I was in good shape. I had that in my favor, and it was a desert. But this is actually in many ways worse, because it seems like the only means by which you can date people is via these crazy fucking online dating sites, and they are infuriating in their inherent deception and dishonesty. So I don't know. This whole telling the truth, being honest thing, it's a mixed bag. I think people should be honest with the people they care about, but up to a point. And then figuring out where that point is, that's where it gets complicated. Sometimes it means telling people things that you know are false, but will actually make them feel better. Sometimes it means telling people things you know are false, but you know will sort of maybe take them down a notch. I don't know. I mean, the truth is, I don't think people should manipulate each other, but by the same token, it seems like most relationships end up boiling down to that, you know, one person or the other. And also, I think that's maybe the issue I have with the sort of classic definition of romantic love, is that it's all based on these fantastical beliefs of equal love. And it's like, I've never seen that. You know, I've seen people in love, but the equal love, the love where people are sort of equal in everything, no, usually somebody is in charge, somebody rules, somebody is whatever. And that's the thing, you know, for good or for bad, that's usually the case. So it all does seem like a fucking power trip to me. You know, it's almost like women do the best they can to find the optimal male that they'll attach themselves to, and they'll essentially rule over. And in many ways, that's what a lot of the relationships I see these days. I don't see households where men rule over their wives. I see households where mostly women rule over the men. I don't know what that means, but and maybe that's the way it's always been too. I don't know. But that's a lot of honesty right there.